Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning. The show can be contaminated.
Welcome to this edition of our Miracle Prayer Day. Today we've got an exciting program, and we're so glad that you all have taken time out to join us this morning. Just a little housekeeping so that we can get things going. We're going to ask that all of you all that are scheduled to be on the program this morning, if you'd be so kind, to go ahead and press 1 on your dial. Many of you all already have, and we're grateful for that. If you're scheduled to be on program this morning, we have a full program. We're going to ask that you go ahead and press 1. As I said, many of you all have already pressed 1, and we're so grateful for that. If we, by any chance, get to a point where we've overlooked anyone, we do apologize. We've got some late correspondence, and the program was already made up. So if we do overlook anyone, we certainly apologize about that ahead of time, and we hope and trust and pray that you will exercise your forgiveness on that part and be available for us for the next program. These programs that we do are every 2 weeks, so we certainly do want to invite everyone who would love to participate, because we would love having you on our program. All right, today is Miracle Prayer Day, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, and we will be glad in it. And we are certainly going to enjoy this day, and I can guarantee you, based on the Word of God, that you will be blessed today. We have a full program, and we're going to start out with our praise and worship this morning by having Sister Mary Elizabeth Jones sing for us. She's going to do the song for us this morning. That's going to cover our praise and worship. We normally play music, but we're just waiting for Sister Mary Elizabeth Jones to press 1. We need you to press 1, and so she's going to come on and give us our, there she has, okay. Good morning, Sister Jones.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're just wonderful. We're so grateful for you being here. Will you go ahead and give us, and just before she comes on, we're going to ask all of our participants, including myself, and sometimes I get away from it, we're going to ask that if you're doing a prayer, we want you to be led by the Spirit, but we want to try to keep it within a certain time, not a sermon, but just the prayer, and people are going to give their special prayer request. That's where we open up the line. And if you're giving a testimony, if you would be so kind, and we're asking you this and by faith, if you keep it under 2 minutes, if possible, under 2 minutes, those of you all who are giving a testimony, and we welcome testimonies, and I love testimonies because sometimes it gives you more meaning than sometimes listening to a sermon. But so we want to make certain that we give everybody an opportunity, and we also want to make certain that we have enough time for the speaker. This program will cut you off at a certain time, and we don't want that to happen to the speaker, and we want to give everybody a fair opportunity. So please, 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 in a loving way, keep that in mind. Sister Jones, if you'll go ahead and grace us with your song of praise and worship this morning, just one song. Thank you so kindly.
All right. Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Jones. It's good. I'm saying happy Sabbath to each one, and my song will be, "They will know that we are Christian by our love. We are Christian Bible. Yes and no, we are Christian Bible. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we spread the news that our God is in our land. And they'll know that we are Christian by our love. By our love, yes, they know we are Christian by love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And give God each man diligence. And we'll say each man pride, and they'll know that we are Christian by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. All praise to the Father from whom all things come. In all praise to Christ Jesus, he's the only Son. In all praise to the Father who made us all as one. And they'll know that we are Christian by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. By our love, by our love, we will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man dignity, and we'll save each man pride. And they'll know that we are Christian by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love, by our love, by our love.
Amen, amen. Thank you so very much for that. We will know that we're Christians by our blood. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead and welcome Principal LeBron to this morning's program for our welcome and purpose. Good morning, Ms. LeBron.
Good morning, and a happy Sabbath. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's such a privilege to be in a space, to be in where God is, a place. He says, where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst of them. Our theme for this day is the word of God is your sword if you use it. We're talking about the word of God. We're talking about the Bible. It just shouldn't be there collecting dust somewhere, but we should use it every single day, every moment. Prayer is, and I've always said this, prayer is talking to God, but reading the word is actually talking back to you. You're listening to God. And sometimes in our quiet moment, we just sit there and we be still and wait for God's word, wait for him to speak back to us and talk back to us. So this morning, we have a privilege just to be in his presence. As we listen to the song, they'll know we are Christian by our love. Thank you so much, Sister Jones, for that song. And we'll have our scripture. We'll have testimonies just letting us know, reminding us of the greatness and the goodness of God. So I welcome each and every one of you. It's not too late to just go ahead and text someone else and let them know, come on this program. Receive this blessing that God has prepared for you this morning. Thank you once again for coming.
All right. Amen. Thank you so very much again. And we also, once again, want to reiterate our thanks for the praise music this morning by Sister Elizabeth Jones. We're going to have special music shortly, but which we'll be bringing on Sister Janelle Strickland. At this time, we're going to go ahead with our opening prayer, Sister Belinda Brown. Good morning, Sister Brown.
Good morning, Pastor Sabbath. So let's all get into a reverent position. Thank you, Father. Thank you for another day. Thank you for your love, your protection, your grace, your mercy. Lord, thank you for all that you have done, blessing us throughout this week, and, Lord, allowing us to come together as brothers and sisters, Lord, to spend time upon your word, Lord, to give encouragement to the broken heart, to give hope to the despair, and to give life to the lifelessness. Lord, we just ask that you continue to be with us, guard us, protect us, more reverent, more loving, more kind. Lord, help us to be more like Jesus. Lord, help us to walk in the truth, Lord, to study the truth. In order to know the truth, Lord, we must study the truth, Father. And God, we just say thank you for this program. Lord, thank you for the individuals that's on here and the individuals that are not able to make it. Lord, we just ask that you bless each and every soul, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you may continue to give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, be with their families, their loved ones, their children, their friends, their coworkers, people that they encourage, other people that they've been studying with, God, that you will put a blessing upon each and every individual. God, we just thank you for your word. God, we just thank you for being the God that you are. God, we just thank you for just continuing to show us mercy and grace each and every day. Lord, we just thank you for truth because, God, many of us are lost and many of us are seeking the truth. But, God, we just have to understand that the truth is in your word. If we just pick up the word of God and study and asking the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, there we will find you. God, we just say thank you for just allowing us to have life today. Lord, many have went to sleep and they're not able to get up. Lord, many were not able to even witness this day, but God, you have seen it fit in your plan that we are here together once more, coming together, Lord, as brothers and sisters to read upon your word, to study your word, to understand your word, to give life to one another, Lord, even though life is given by you, Father. But you have given us the privilege to study, Lord, so we can help each other in this path, in this journey. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to give us strength. Lord, give us light. Lord, help us to be light bearers to the world. Lord, help us to stand out and to be different. Lord, continue to work through us. And, Lord, help us to have a spirit of discernment, Lord, where we can understand and see right from wrong. And, God, that we always choose to be righteousness in thy sight. Lord, I ask that you bless this program and every individual that will be participating and those who will be hearing, that your mercy and your grace will be placed upon each and every individual, Lord. And we say thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you will do. Thank you for the many lives that are going to be changed. Thank you for the understanding and the wisdom that the Holy Spirit will offer to each and every individual. And God, we just want to say we love you and we appreciate you. And Lord, bless us throughout this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Belinda Brown, for that prayer. And now we're going to have a scripture reading and interpretation by Ms. Teresa Morton.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath. Can you hear me?
Happy Sabbath. We can hear you.
Okay, perfect. And so this morning, there are several scriptures I'd like to draw this theme from. It is the word of God is your sword. Now, the title was if you use it, but I'm going to say when you use it. The word of God, starting in John, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. So even down to the song that we sing, This Little Light of Mine, and I, too, have taken it for granted as a kid when we used to sing that when I was in my dad's Baptist church. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It wasn't necessarily talking about a literal light. It was talking about the word of God. So when we allow the light of the Lord, the word of God to shine bright in our hearts, people will notice it. But when we use it. Also in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, the word of God is deemed as a sword, the sword of the Spirit. It talks about taking on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the sword of the Spirit, so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. In this life, you cannot do anything without ingesting, living, breathing, waking the word of God every morning and every night. Psalm says in the book of Psalms 1, it talks about blessed is a man and or woman who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he doth meditate day and night. So it is a daily morning and night process that one has to take on in order to carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Also, Matthew 10, verse 34, and I won't read the whole through 39, talks about, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. Now, this is Jesus talking, but a sword. For I've come to set a man at variance against his father and daughter against the mother. Now, when Jesus came, he came to bring peace on earth and goodwill to men. But when it comes to the word of God, he uses the Bible as a sword. So in our homes, sometimes we have situations where we are wanting to, some of us are wanting to follow God all the way. And following God all the way requires a change and a transformation. So that transformation comes about by us studying his word. So we may not do the things that we used to do. We may not go the places we used to go. We may not talk the talk we used to talk because there's a change that has come over us. Also, the Bible talks about by beholding we become changed. So the best way to become changed is to turn off those TVs, get out of those modern-day soap operas, and get into the word of God. I guarantee a change will come over you. And lastly, Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God is your sword when you use it. And let's take the word of God seriously. Let's get into our word as we are living out these last days. We are coming to the very close of this world's history. And at the end, the word of God says, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is the only thing that will stand. Let the word of God be your sword. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Teresa Morton, for that interpretation of the word. The word of God, it's very important for us to take it seriously and to read into the word of God. I hope after today that any of you that have not really drawn closer to God, this is the way that you could draw closer to God and let your life talk about, tell others to get them encouraged about reading the word of God. At this time, we're going to have a special music to warm your heart. Sister Janelle Strickland will come to minister to us in song. Sister Janelle.
Good morning, saints. Blessed Sabbath.
Good morning.
Lord, I come to you. I ask you to grant me
Say a prayer
Lord, please say a prayer for me.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Janelle Strickland. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say a prayer for me. Thank you so very much for that song and music. We certainly do appreciate that. At this time, we're going to go forward with our program, and we're going to have Sister Charlotte Henry to give either a brief testimony or a brief praise report. Good morning, Sister Henry.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everybody. So I just wanted to, I have a praise report. Just want to give you a little background. I'm the only Seventh-day Adventist in my family. I came from a Baptist background. And so the praise report I have this morning, that's important for you to know. My brothers and sisters are, one sister who I've been dealing with, she is not anything. She calls herself a Christian, but she doesn't go to anybody's church and whatever. She doesn't want to read the Bible because she feels like the Bible is too holy. My brother, he has deemed himself a reverend. So he is, he calls himself reverend, and I call him minister because God says reverend's no man. So basically, our church here in the acreage, we're online for prayer meeting. And one night, this lady came on. She was pretty much over the prayer meeting service that night. And she came on and she testified that how her brothers and sisters are getting together online and, you know, drawing closer to God and what have you. And God put in my spirit to have the same thing with my brothers and sisters who are, you know, not Christians and so forth, and help them, lead them to Christ in that way or share more Christ with them. And so I asked the planning committee of my church, can I just go ahead and do the prayer meeting? And so I volunteered to do prayer meeting, which means I would find a speaker, I would find all the participants. And God gave me an idea. One of my other sisters told me about how first Sundays they have family and friend day. So I said, you know what, I'm going to call it family and friend Wednesday night prayer meeting. And I said, I'm going to invite my brother to see if he will come on. Now, I've written my brother about the state of the dead, that my mom is not in heaven, that she's resting in her grave until the Lord comes. I've talked to them about that years ago, wrote them letters. I've even given them books about the Lord and so forth, about the Word of God. Nothing. And then the other day, the Holy Spirit put on my heart to invite him to see if he would come online to just read the scripture. And he said, yeah, sure, I'll read it. I was surprised. He's 70, I think he's 71 now, 71 years old. Then I called my other sister, and I said, will you come online and give your testimony? And when I come back, I got a testimony for that, too, because we're going to UG Pines, which is a lifestyle center. And she heard about the Adventist having this lifestyle center, so she said she want to walk again. So she said, Charlotte, can you make that happen that we go? So this weekend, by God's grace, next weekend we'll be in Alabama, will be in the Lifestyle Center. By God's grace, her health will be restored, and then she will have, like she said, you want a testimony to go to the world. But she accepted the opportunity to come online Wednesday night. Story short, they came on, and my brother had his camera on. When most of the people in my church didn't have the camera on, I mean, like nobody, he had his camera on. He was attentive. He did his part with reading the Word of God. He didn't go over anything, you know, he wasn't trying to preach it. He just read it with conviction, I'm telling you. And then my sister gave her testimony, and she said, I'm going to go somewhere, and God is going to bless me to be healed, and I believe it. So she gave her testimony of how God is already, since she asked me to go to the Lifestyle Center, UG Pines, she has gotten from the wheelchair now to a walker. And she said, Charlotte, that's only the Lord. So she's praising God already before we even get to UG Pines. And so anyway, they came on, they did their part, and the members, you know how we have that season of prayer, the member called out my sister's name in prayer. And my sister was like outdone. Like she was like so happy, like nobody's ever done that before. So anyway, when the Pastor Bruce, he's our former pastor, he preached, not preached, but, you know, gave a sermonette. And talking about the struggle that we have and talking about how the devil is like a roaring lion and talking about that lion, how the lion really does roar and how it, you know, just giving those facts about the lion. Anyway, after prayer meeting was over, I called my brother to just, you know, thank him and stuff like that. And I said, you know, you can give a word too, you know. And he said, Charlotte, I really appreciate you inviting me on, and I'm going to come on more. I really enjoy what I heard. I really like that. And he said, no, I'm not going to give a sermon. I'm not going to do no preaching right now. I'm going to listen and learn. And I was surprised because this brother right here has a lot of pride, and nobody teaches him. He teach people. And for him to say that, I said, God is doing a marvelous work. And I just want to, I'm done because I know we only have 3 minutes, but I just want to testify that we need to use everything we can to get people, even though they're Christians, they need to know more truth. Because the righteous man comes into more truth, and as it were, until the perfect day. That's the word of God. And so I just give God praise that he can use the Zoom as a way of my witnessing to my family who don't know all the truth. I don't know all the truth. I'm ever learning, right? That's what the Bible says. We're always learning. And I just want to give God praise for technology that will lead so many to Christ when we couldn't do it on our own door-to-door because it was just like too much. But now we got Zoom that we can reach thousands and thousands of people. So I pray that we will use everything we can to bring our family members into the truth. Amen.
Good morning once again. Thank you so very much for that, Sister Henry. What a powerful, powerful praise report with your brother and sister. And I have faith that they will continue to listen. And I know that things will work out with the center, the facility that they're going to. So thank you for that praise report. And any of you all, when you have a praise report, just let any of the staff know, because I think that that's what people need to hear, praise reports, whether it's something that a job that you've got that you've been trying to get. If God has blessed you with the desires of your heart, if you've been praying for something, then you want others to know that God has worked miracles in your life, and he has also intervened. So once again, we thank Sister Charlotte Henry for that beautiful praise report. This time we're going to move forward with Mr. Brown, I want to bring you in before we bring in Sister Shannon Bright, because she's going to talk about divine order. You know, when we come to talking about God's program, it has to be, there has to be divine order, because God does everything in order. Mr. Brown, just before Sister Bright comes in, tell us, in your opinion, why is it so important, just in 60 seconds or less, why is it so important for God's programs to be in order?
You know, it's funny that you said that, because that's one of the key phrases that I always tell my students every day. God is the God of order. And that's very important, because in everything that we do, we have to do it in an orderly fashion. Because anything else, if we do it in disarray, it's of the devil, because the devil is he is the author of confusion. So if we do something in order, we know that we have, you know, step one to do, and then step two comes next, in an orderly fashion. And then that's very important, because God is the author of orderly manner. So that's very important in everything that we do, whether we're keeping our space clean, we're doing something, we're doing a program, or whatever that we do, we put God first, and he is an author of order. So I always tell my kids that's something every single day. God is the God of order, so that they can know to maintain order. So that's very important, Dr. Walker.
All right. Thank you for that. And at this time, to give us, you know, more to divine order, we're bringing in another party who has a lot of energy for the Lord. She's going to take about, give us a brief divine order, Sister Shannon Bright. Good morning, Sister Bright, with your brightness.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a beautiful day to be alive. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, so as I was studying, Dr. Walker, on divine order, then I just started, you know, looking up definitions and what it said about order. So one of the definitions that really stuck out to me, one definition is order is the arrangement or a particular sequence. When things are done in order, it just makes a process flow smoothly. As I thought about it, in the majority of things in our life, they all have to be done in order. Books that we read, they have, in the beginning, it tells you the chapters and the order to read the book. Events that we attend, everything has a program, and it's in order. Church service, when we get there, the first thing they give us is our bulletins, which are in order. Radio shows, when we come to the radio shows, they're done in order. Everybody is given a particular assignment, a time frame, and what they need to do. And even something we really never think about, and we see it every day, but it's just by habit that we assume that it's going to be working in order. And I was like, thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. And you know what it is? It's a traffic light. If that traffic light is out of order, that causes a major accident, a huge accident, and possibly someone could be killed. So on a daily basis as we drive, we just assume that our light is green and the other person's is red. And all because that is a sequence and it's in order, then there's no catastrophe. That's a major catastrophe. The others are not as major, but they are just as important. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 40, it talks about worship. And the chapter says that God is a God of order. We all serve a God of order. So we should focus on keeping our lives, our situations, anything that we do in order, because that is what is pleasing to the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you so very much for that. Order, you know, you scared me there with that that traffic light situation, because statistics show that a number of accidents happen right at the intersection. So if that light is out of order, that can just cause so many major fatalities. And when I think about that, it reminds me of my mother was killed in a car accident along with my niece years ago. And it was because they did not have a traffic light where they needed to have one, and it would have provided for more order. And because they didn't have one, they were both killed at that intersection. Sometime later, then they put one there. And I often think about that when I've driven that road, that if they had had a light there, if that order had been taken, was there at that time, it's a good likelihood that my mom and niece would have been alive to this day. So we know that God is a God of order because he keeps the galaxies, the cosmos out there from colliding. The centrifugal force that's out there according to science, and we know that that's God keeping things in order. So, Sister Shannon Bright, thank you so very much for that. At this time, we're going to go ahead and Principal LeBron is going to set the stage for our testimony this morning. She's going to go ahead and set the stage and give you all a little instruction. Principal LeBron.
Testimony for our praise report. We have a couple of people that's going to come on to give their a brief testimony of what God has done for them. Remember, God is doing everything. God is doing miracles for you every single day, every moment of the day. The minute that you are just, you woke up and there's breath in your life, that's a miracle in itself. The moment that you open your eyes and you can see, that's a miracle. The moment that you can hear, sounds around you, that is a miracle. The moment that you can speak. So, and don't take it for granted that you don't have miracles. You don't have anything to say. So at this time, we're gonna listen to a couple of miracles that God has done for you, a couple of testimonies, and we're gonna go ahead and start off with Sister Marcia. She's going to have a brief testimony of what God has done for her. Sister Marcia. Go ahead and press 1 if you're not muted.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, now. I can hear you. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Yes. Alrighty. Yes, I am a theme speaker or talking about God in divine order. And that, you know, being going on stirring in my heart even before it was made mentioned just now. Now, my testimony, it was being impressed on my heart to in Jamaica to get dresses with, you know, sleeves and say church dresses, you know, that hot ladies can wear. And so at a Portmore Mall, for those of us, you know where I'm talking, I put a tent there and I would, you know, hang those dresses under the tent. And, of course, you know, it's about, what, 2 years now and it's been doing well. Now, one particular evening I was there and this lady coming down towards the tent, she's just walking. But something said to me, she didn't want to come and buy. And she came right under the tent and she stood there. And she watched me. I said, just said, good evening. No, yes. I said, good evening. Can I help you? She said, the Lord has sent me to you. No, I'm like, okay. She went on to say that this is my first time here in Portmore, this area. I don't even know this place. And I'm here to meet up with someone who is supposed to pick me up from the mall, which is like a good distance, a mile or half mile, but, you know, a good distance around, away from where I was. And she said, but the person told me to stay there. But the Lord said to me, just led me here to you. And I'm like, okay, then if that's the case, then, you know, due to the nature of our conversation, I started ministering to her. Now, I realized that it's like connected to a relationship. And she could be in danger because not knowing this place and just to come waiting, it didn't even seem like she knew who she was, she had met the person before. Anyway, all that the Lord impresses on my heart to share with her. And, you know, when we seek of these things, the treasures and the pledges and, you know, they're just the things of this world. Not to say it's bad, but to seek God first, let him be the center of our lives and have him leading us. And when we are committed to God, then he will work all other things out for our good. And, of course, all the glory is God. And I talk with her. You know, she reasoned with me. And what I noticed, I watched her position. And she was, like, so humble, you know, as if to say, you know, yes, her heart was stirring within her. And just as I was finished, like it laid on my spirit, saying, you know, okay, just break it here. Then her phone rang, and she said, the person is about to come. No, he did not come. He said to her, telling her what taxi to take to come to him. And then I was able to help her, like, you know, stop the taxi for her to you know, which one, direct her to the one she needs to take to go home or to go to her destination. And I could see the joy within her, you know, that, oh, here's this person. Not only have I shared the word of God with her, but to help her getting on to the right vehicle so she would not go and get herself being in danger. So, yes, if for me, yes, it's all about God, divinity, in divine order. And whenever God leads and whenever he speaks to us, all for me we can do is to listen and to obey. Because of her obedience, she came to me. And, yes, I know, even as the Spirit of God working with her at this moment, that it was all God's divine power. So let us be faithful even unto the end. Amen. God be praised.
Thank you so much for that testimony. It is important for us to be faithful to God because others can see and emulate the same thing, see Christ in us. At this time, we're going to have Brother Peter to give us our prayer, our first morning warrior. And I would like for you to please unmute yourself at this time to give Brother Peter, he's waiting with a pen and paper, your prayer request. If there's any of you that have a prayer request, please unmute yourself and let him know what's your prayer request. Are so that he can bring them to the throne.
Good morning. I have a prayer request. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you, Janelle Strickland. I'm praying for my brother. His name is Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y, Workman. His wife accused him of domestic violence, but she has some mental illnesses. About 10 years ago, she accused him of rape. And so he was acquitted of that. They found out about her mental state. And so now she's accused him again. And so he's going to be going to court probably sometime next week to face this domestic violence charge. And then she kidnapped his two children. He don't know where she is or where the children are. And he believes his children are in danger. And he's trying to call around. He lives in Cleveland, Ohio. He's trying to call around and trying to find someone who would be an advocate to go and try to find his children to make sure they're safe. So I want to present him before the throne today that God will give him peace of mind and that when he goes to court, he'll be acquitted and that his children will be returned to him. And also, I love his wife, and I'm praying for Mary too, that she will get the help that she needs and that God will just bring his family together or let his will be done with the Rodney Workman and his family. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yes, my request is, Brother Peter, I'm asking you to pray for one friend I'm witnessing to. Lucene is her name. She has five children. One boy is in prison, and he's there making trouble in prison. Call her mother, his mother, for $100. Say if he don't get it, they are going to kill him. So please pray for him and the mother so that she be strengthened, and the children, the other children who are going to school, pray that the Lord will keep them safe and bring light, greater light to Lucene as she is seeking for truth. May she accept it. Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Lewis. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Brother Peter, could you please pray for my brother-in-law, Eric Lewis. He's there in Florida Hospital. He's unable to ambulate, and also he cannot move his arms. We have been praying for him. He has been in the hospital for about 2 to 3 weeks now, and yesterday we spoke to him. He's in the rehab, and he said he's getting better. He's getting better. So praise be to God. Praise be to God. May God continue to heal him as he believes it. Christ.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. Before you continue, I'm sorry. Brother Peter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to hear. All right, thank you. Go ahead. Continue, my sister.
Thank you. Sister Jackson, I'm asking for a prayer that God will pour out his Holy Spirit upon all of us for such a time as this. We are in the last days. And I was on my way home Wednesday. I was going to stop by to speak to my brother, my spiritual brother. When I came by, he had burnt down the whole house with himself inside of it. So asking that you would pray for the Gardner family. It was such a terrible thing. Thank you.
We'll go with those, Brother Peter. We have two more prayers.
Okay. Let us pray. Oh, kind and loving Father, we come before you this morning to magnify and to glorify your holy name. Yeah, Lord, yes, all our praise, and there's none like unto thee. Lord, what would we be without you this morning? Where would we be, O dear Lord? We give you praise and honor and glory, and we ask you to forgive us of any sins that we have committed against you, as we ask you to accept our words this morning. O Lord, I lift up the Gardner family before you this morning, dear Father. Lord, you are aware of the circumstances, O Lord, surrounding this time of difficulty and pain and suffering. We pray that you will bring comfort to them, dear Lord, in such a time as this. There are so many times when the enemy interferes in our lives and we reach a point of no return. So, Lord, we are asking you this morning to comfort them. Help them to understand that, you know, things happen, but it's not because of God, but it's because of the enemy. We are praying that you will uplift their spirit this morning. Give them assurance, O Lord, that you are with them and will be with them until the end. May you have mercy upon the Gardner family this morning and strengthen them. Then we lift up Eric Lewis before you, dear Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, may you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, O dear Lord. Father, you are aware of the circumstances surrounding the situation, Lord. And we are praying, asking you, dear Lord, to let the fountains of living waters flow through him this morning. Continue to strengthen him, dear Lord. Continue to help him to look up and see you high and lifted up and call out unto you and say, Jesus, Jesus, and I know that you in return will let him know that you will never leave him nor forsake him. As he continues to look to you, the author and the finisher of his faith, O Lord, we pray this morning that you will have mercy upon him and that you will continue to lead him, dear Lord, to everlasting truth, truth that will lead him to righteousness and eternal life with you. Then, Lord, we present Lucien before you this morning. Oh, Lord, she has children. Some of them go in school. They're doing well. But her son is behind the prison walls, oh, dear Lord. And even behind the prison walls, he's giving problems, dear Father. Pray that you will take him in control. Take a muzzle and muzzle him, dear Lord, for his own good, before he causes harm to himself and those around him. We pray, dear Lord, that you will visit him and give him a stern talking. Let him know that you are God and who you are and what you stand for. Open his eyes to see what's going on around him and his ear to hear what's going on, dear Lord. May you have mercy upon him because you made him, God. You created him. You know all things about him. So this morning, dear Father, have mercy upon him this morning. Continue to lead Lucien in the right way that she wants to know. She wants to know the truth, dear Lord. And we are praying that you, the Almighty God, will continue, Lord, to uplift her spirit, to have mercy upon her, and to continue to help her to be of great courage, Lord. Give her your strength, Lord, and your peace that passeth all understanding. Then, Lord, we bring before you this morning Rodney, dear Father. Oh, dear Lord, you are God and God all by yourself. We pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, you help this young man's spirit, that you, the living God, will continue to help him, dear Lord. Show him the way in which he should go. Continue to help him, dear Lord, to look to you, the author and the finisher of his faith. Lord, you know all the circumstances surrounding his case, oh Lord. We pray this morning that you will reach out, Lord, to the mother, Mary. Lord, and help her to understand that she has done something that's not right. She may be endangering the children, Lord. We're asking you to send angels to surround them and to surround her. Speak to her that she will bring back the children home, O Lord. May you continue to work upon her, Lord. You know her situation. Her mind is not where it ought to be. And Lord, we are asking you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus to grant her victory over the enemy, to grant her victory and deliverance, O God, out of the arms of the enemy. Loose the bonds that have been placed on her by the enemies, O Lord. Loose the chains this morning. Take full control of your daughter's life, O Lord. Uplift her spirit and turn her ways to you. Because, Father, we are praying that all will be well for you. Continue to keep Rodney's mind upon you, dear Lord. Help him to understand that you are a great God and there is nothing that is impossible for you. So we know that in the mighty name of Jesus, you will bring back these children to the fold. You will save them and you will save me, and you will get all the glory and the honor and the praise. Oh, Lord, we pray this morning that you'll cover each and every individual, dear Lord, and their families, and help us to look to you, dear Lord, and keep our minds focused on you. Lord, we have reached a point where it's not a day-by-day moment, day-by-day thing anymore, Lord. It's a desperately seeking you moment by moment that will take us to the kingdom of heaven. Grant us unwavering faith, oh, dear Lord, and continue to uplift our spirit as we look to you to continually to increase our knowledge and understanding of your holy word. Grant us unwavering faith, O Lord. Continue to be with this program and with host Mr. Walker, and may he continue to do excellent for you, and you continue to bless the program. This is our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Brother Peter, for lifting us and taking us to the throne and interceding on the behalf of the people. At this time, we're going to have a brief testimony by Sister Jane. Sister Jane?
Yes, happy Sabbath to everyone, brothers and sisters. I'm so happy to be a part of the family of Jesus. And I can tell you that I thank God for the Holy Bible, which is a light. And when we walk in it, the light, we cannot be in darkness. God is good. Over in Malachi, tell us that we must be faithful with our tithes and our offerings, and he will rebuke the devourer. I tell you, God have opened a business for me since February. I have no idea that that would happen. So when we are faithful, he opened avenue that we have no idea about. And last Thursday, Thursday, 1 week, I went to Miami. Miami is 90 miles from where I'm living. And so on my way back, a light came on in my truck, and I asked a guy, what is this? He said, it's the battery. And do you know that prayer is power when you wrap prayer with faith? And so I came home 50 miles. I drove with the light on. And so Sunday, I forget to take it to the mechanic. And Monday morning, I was taking it. I took it to the mechanic man. And he saw a little piece of belt in there. He said to me, you know, has God been carrying you because it cut a long time? I say, I'm serving the Lord. And so he is my protector. He's my provider. And so I have nothing to worry about when I going out, because I deliver myself into his hand. And he took me home 50 miles without belt. Ain't we serving a wonderful God? May we continue. And I'm trusting the Lord. And nothing in this world is going to separate me from him by the grace of God. You all pray for me while I pray for myself. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Jane, for that testimony. That was a powerful testimony. At this time, we're going to have our second prayer warrior. She's going to come on, and just like last time, I would like for you to please unmute your phone so that you can give your prayer request. Sister Lewis, she's going to come on. Sister Lewis, are you there?
Yes.
Pen and paper ready? All right. And she's ready to take on your request. So please unmute your phone to make your request known so that we can present it. She will present it to the throne of grace.
Good morning. I have a few requests, and I just want to kind of group them together. So these are my friends that are right now going through treatment for cancer. And the first name is Deshelle. And the next name is Marilyn. And the next name is Nancy. And the next name is Opal. All of those are my pink sisters. And, of course, I'm not in treatment, but keep me included in there. Being a cancer survivor, we know how tricky cancer can be. And then my second request is, and I'm going to keep it quick, I have two names. These are dealing with mental health. We want to keep Brother Dexter's son, J.D., and Douglas, and Andre. All of them are dealing with mental health issues. And my final request, and I'm going to be quiet, is for me. I have a meeting coming up Tuesday with a very difficult client that is just difficult because apparently she ain't happy with herself, but that's a whole nother story. But lift me up for this meeting on Tuesday with this very difficult client. And her name, her initials are S.C. S is in sun, shine, which she ain't shining, but C. Yes, and that's it for me. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God. Anyone
else? Yeah, I have another prayer request. Janelle Strickland, I'm praying for Land. I live in Dallas, Georgia, and I'm praying for Land to move on to the country, and I'm asking God to lead and direct my path to get out there, and as we prepare, you know, for the close of probation. We know that Sunday Law is on the way. And the servant of the Lord is telling us to get out of the cities, part country, you know, but still they done build up this area so much. I need to find land to get out. And please remember my three daughters in prayer that they will, they know the Lord, they're churchgoers, but I want their hearts to be totally connected to Christ where they will see the urgency as well to get out of the cities and with your children. Thank you so much.
Yes, good morning. I have a prayer request as well. I'm seeking the power of God intervention in the lives of my sons and I would say children and grandchildren and also overall myself and my family. But there's a special burning in my heart for persons that I have been in the Lord have placed in my way. I talk with them, share the word of God with them. Some of them ask for prayer. So I am praying and also, as I said, the request that they, as the Spirit of the Lord moves upon their heart, working with them, that they will let go and let God, and they too will come.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, 'tis the blessed hour of prayer. When our hearts lowly bend, oh, when we gather to Jesus, our Savior and friend, if we come to him in faith, oh, his protection to share. Oh, what a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed hour of prayer. Oh, blessed hour of prayer. What a wonderful tool our God, our heavenly God, our omnipotent God, our omnipresent God, our omniscient God has given us this wonderful tool, the tool of prayer. That's the only weapon that God has given us on this earth. Let us use this weapon that God has given us to curse the enemy and to bring him down. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning. In the powerful, mighty name of Jesus, who is our great mediator. Yes. He's our high priest who was touched with the feelings of our infirmities and was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have an advocate.
We have an advocate with the Father. And so this morning, Jesus, we come before your presence. We come boldly unto your throne of grace. We pray for Clover this morning, my niece. She has asked to pray for her friend's daughter, Rochelle. She has cancer. Yesterday, she called me. She said, don't bother with those things that I was going to buy for her because they have put her on DNR. Do not resuscitate. She's in her 30s. I said, how old is this young lady? She said, she's in her 30s. Almighty God, we pray for Rochelle this morning as she's in the hospital. I pray, Father, that you will go at her bedside. Send your holy angels with the anointing oil in their wings and fly over her. Go over her. Touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And if it is your will to bring her back so she can praise your name and she will glorify your name. And so this morning we lift up Sister Shannon before you this morning, who is a cancer survivor for 7 years now. 7 years God has worked this wonderful miracle in her life. Oh, praise be to God for raising her up so she can finish your work. And she's calling upon you this morning because she knows that you are a healer God. So she's asking you to come divinely near her pink sisters, Deschelle, Marilyn, Nancy, Opal, in the name of Jesus. And there are so many others, Lord, so many others that we don't even know of, but Lord, you know them. Go beside them this morning. I pray for Sister Beverly's sister. She's there in England, calling upon you this morning for healing. Touch her body. Jackie, her name is Jackie. And also Sister Felicia with cancer in her brain. In the name of Jesus, we pray for her and we lift up her daughter who doesn't know what's going on. And so she's so sad and mad. Take care of them. All those who are suffering from cancer, I pray for my brother down there in Florida, 92 years old with cancer in his finger. In the name of Jesus, rebuke cancer this morning. We rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. Also, we want to pray for all those who are mentally ill. J.D., Brother Dexter's son, Douglas, Andre, Almighty God. Mighty God, come divinely near your children this morning, those who are mentally ill. At this time, so many people are suffering from PTSD. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O Lord, that you will keep all of us from going into this mental health hospitals because we are going through a rough time and it's only Jesus. Only Jesus is able to keep us from being mentally ill. So come divinely near us in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for Sister Shannon as she requests a prayer so that she can meet a difficult client on Tuesday. Her name is Mrs. S.C. Lord, you know whom she is, and she's asking prayer just to meet her and talk to her because she knows that she cannot do nothing by herself. It is the will of God. It is the power of God. So give her that unction of your Holy Spirit in double portion, quadruple portion in the name of Jesus so she can deal with difficult clients. And we pray for Lord, as Sister Janelle Strickland is calling upon you this morning to pray for her relatives and pray for Lord who is, they're trying to get to the country and to live in the country. She's asking you, Lord, please to have mercy upon her 3 daughters that they may come back to Jesus Christ and live in harmony with Jesus. So we are all praying for our children this morning. Call upon the Lord for your children. Because the enemy is crying out. The enemy is walking round about them, want to devour them. But in the name of Jesus, we lift up a standard against the old enemy. In the name of Jesus, you cannot devour our children. Because God said, I, God, will save your children. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Sister Marcia is asking you, Lord, for that power from above, that power, that wonder-working power, that Holy Ghost power. Come and take her over and help her that she will walk in righteousness. We pray for her son, her grandchildren, all her children, all her family, and those whom she has spoken to and have told them about Jesus. We pray for every one of us this morning on this line. Pray for the speaker. Oh, mighty God, we pray for the speaker. Endow her with power from on high so that she will speak only the things that God asked her to speak. Hide her behind the cross and help her to lift up Jesus. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto him, yourself. So this morning, take control of our lives and bless us. Bless the speaker. Bless every one of us this morning as we wait upon you in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lewis, for that powerful prayer. Thank you for interceding on the behalf of your children, of your people, and everyone that has put a request there. You can be sure that God will answer because we prayed on the miracle prayer day, on a day that God is opening his arms, opening up the windows of heaven to pour you out a blessing. At this time, we're going to be favored by a brief testimony by Sister Shannon. Sister Shannon?
Good morning again, family. Dr. LeBron, I just want to say that you hit it. You basically hit my testimony head on when you made your comment, because my testimony is actually a praise report, because I was thinking when Grandma Lewis asked me about doing a testimony, oftentimes we think of all the big miracles and things that the Lord has done for us. So as I started meditating early this morning about this, and the song came to mind, I Won't Complain. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I will not complain. Sometimes the clouds would hang low. I could hardly see the road. I answer question, Lord, why all this pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they couldn't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord, I won't complain. So this morning, my praise report is for this day. That's what my praise report is, because every single day is a gift. I have plenty of testimonies of what the Lord has done for me, but I woke up with a grateful heart, and I said, my praise report, Lord, is going to be for this day, because I woke up not on my own, not by myself, not by a clock. I woke up. And when I woke up, I had eyes that could open that they could see. When I got up, I got out of the bed. I had a bed to sleep in. There was no robber standing over me with a gun. I had a roof over my head. When I woke up and I look out the window, the sun was shining. Well, it wasn't shining because it was early. But the clouds were in place as they should be. All of these things that we get on a daily basis. I have friends just recently that didn't wake up. Just had a funeral last week. 30 years old. Started with a cough. Got her diagnosis on Wednesday. It was cancer. She was dead by Sunday. When I tell you, so my praise report today is that I woke up. And praising the Lord for you all that you woke up. So that is my praise report today. Father God, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you. Life is a gift. We do not take it for granted. So on this day, we thank you for this day and pray that we are blessed with many, many more days, not for ourselves, but to be about your business, your will, your way. God, you are good and your mercy endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony. You know, anything that we give thanks to God for is a testimony. It's a powerful testimony. Just think about it. Not everyone has that opportunity to wake up. You know, like she said, somebody had died. But every day that we wake up, we see another day. That's a powerful testimony. That God has given us another chance to get closer to Him as we draw closer to the end. We're almost getting ready for the speaker of the hour. But before we do, we have our final prayer warrior that will come to us. So if you have not given your request, make it known to God. Make sure you unmute yourself. We're going to have Sister Bates that will come on, and she is our final prayer warrior. Sister Bates, are you there? Pen and paper ready?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so go ahead and unmute yourself and let Sister Bates know your request so that she can go ahead and write it down and bring it before the...
Okay. Sister Bates, this is Brother Walker. Thank you for being our prayer warrior, third and final prayer warrior. I have a prayer request. I'm actually going to thank God by faith. I'm going to thank God by faith that He grants me the property in Georgia that meets the desires of my heart. My home has been sold here in Florida, and I have about 2.5 weeks to get out. So I'm going to leave in Florida and going to Georgia, and I'm thanking God by faith that He will grant me the desire. He knows I love water, and Georgia doesn't have a lot of water. So I'm, you know, my prayer request is thanking God by faith that this week, that the realtors will notify me that they have found the place that God has given me. That's my prayer request, and thank you for that.
Morning. Good morning, everyone. Could you hear me? Yes, good morning. Could you hear me?
Yes, good morning. I'm hearing you. Sister Bates here.
Yes, hi. Okay. Yes, good morning, Dr. Walker and Principal LeBron, and also to the sister for the prayer. Okay, this is Sister Marjorie, and I'm just asking God, I thank God for another day also. And I'm asking to say a prayer for my family, my children, my grandchildren, all my family, and also for everyone that's listening on the show and everyone in Radio Land. And I'm also asking for a prayer that God may bless my business. And also I fell and hurt my knees, so also that God may work a miracle that my knees may be more straightened and everything. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Have a great day. God bless you all.
Amen. Good morning, everyone.
This is Rosette. I would like to continue to pray for salvation for my family and my students at the detention center. And I'm so grateful for how God is leading. I'm supposed to speak in like 2 weeks, and yesterday God gave me what He wanted me to say, and so I want to praise Him for that. And I know it's no accident that this morning when I came on, how you guys are actually talking about the Word of God and how it's a sword, and in 2 weeks I'm supposed to be speaking about faith and prayer. And so I want to thank God for how He's leading, and I want to pray that the Holy Spirit will really speak to me as far as what He wants me to say to the women of my church. So this is Rosette.
Good morning. My name is Gertis Strozer. Can you hear me?
I did not get this name.
Gertis Strozer.
Gertie?
G-E-R-T-I-S. My brother, Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, had brain surgery yesterday. My prayer for him is that the Lord call him to him. So when he gets better, he'll be saved. I wanted to be specific about that because he has been in the street and homeless ever since I can remember. So I'm just praying that he's the Lord call him to him to serve. And pray for my family that we can endure his suffering. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello again.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. This is Sister Marjorie again. I lost one of my sisters, Dr. Green, like a few months ago, but we are going to have, in 2 weeks, we are planning to do a celebration of life function for her. So just to keep my, and she passed away unexpectedly, so just to keep our family in prayer that everything will work out when we do our celebration of life. Thank you.
Yeah, my sister Strickland again. My mother has suffered a stroke and a mini stroke in the past 2 years, and she's in a lot of excruciating pain. Her name is Doris, D-O-R-I-S, Workman. And I'm asking God that he will relieve her pain. She's scheduled for MRI to see what's going on. Her left leg has an 80% blockage in it, and they're thinking the pain is coming from her lower back. So we don't know what's going on with my mom. But please remember her in prayer that she will be strengthened and not be depressed or discouraged because she's in pain every day from morning to night. And so I'm asking God that he will relieve the pain and give the doctors wisdom to see what's going on and how she can be helped. She has great faith in the Lord. She's a member of the church, Seventh-day Adventist Church here in Hiram, Georgia. And just asking God just to help her. Thank you so much.
Let us pray. Most kind, loving, compassionate Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. As we come before your presence this morning, Father, there is nothing good that we have done. But because of you this morning, we are still here that we can come together in this fashion to give thanks, to give praise and honor and glory to your name. Lord, as we come lifting up our brothers and our sisters before you this morning, Father, we ask that you would intercede in our prayers. We ask that you would hear and answer our prayers as we lift up our petition before you. This morning, Father, we just want to lift up Brother Walker before you this morning. Father, you know him by name and you know him by nature. You know just about little, every little details of his life. And so, Lord, I just want to ask you this morning to be with him, with that property, Lord, that his dear Lord, that he wanted to remove from where he is to go to another place in Georgia. Father, I pray that you will intercede this morning into his move-in. Father, you know him, Lord, and you know his desire. So, Father, this morning I ask that you will come through for him, dear Lord, and that everything will go through as planned. Father, have your own sweet way. Then, Lord, this morning we just want to lift up Sister Marjorie to you this morning on her family, her sister that is lost, Lord. They're planning celebrations, Lord. I pray, oh God, that everything will go right. Lord, you know them, Lord. You know every thought. You know every move that they make. Lord, I pray this morning that your blessings will be upon each and every family this morning and that her business, Lord, will prosper, dear Father. Oh God, you know the situation, Father. I just leave everything into your hands, God, because you are a big God. You can handle just about everything. So, Lord, take full control, oh God, I pray. Father, be with your people everywhere this morning to our Timothy's bound. Bless us this morning, we pray. Guard well the avenue of our hearts this morning. Father, we lift up Sister Rosette before you this morning for salvation, for her family, Oh, Lord, we pray that you will give them strength. We pray, Lord, that you will speak to their hearts, oh God, that they will come to you and know you as Lord and Savior of their life. Oh, God, prosper them in a very special way. Pour out your spirit upon them, Almighty God, and help them to come and cry out, Abba, Father. Help them to turn their hearts over to you. Help them, Lord, that they will not look to the right nor to the left, but that they will look to you as the author and the finisher of their faith. Guard well the avenue of each heart this morning. Keep each one of them faithful to you, O Lord. Help them, Lord, to put their trust in you and their confidence in you, dear Father, because there is no one else but you and you alone. So, Lord, I pray for them in a blessed way. Keep them faithful, trusting and believing in you, knowing that you are their source of life and you are their strength, dear Father. I pray for them. Oh, God, this morning, take full control. Remember Sister Gertis this morning and family. Remember her brother homeless, Lord. Help him to come to himself, O God. Give him the mind of Jesus. Work upon his heart, O God, this morning. Empower them, dear God, this morning. Give them strength. Give them health. Give them energy, Lord. Be with the family this morning. Draw them with the cause of your love this morning, O my God. Help them to know that there is a balm in Gilead. Give them the healing power this morning. Give them the strength that they so need, mighty God, to carry on from day to day. Bind them, O God, this morning. Keep them in your arms, O God. Keep them in the olive palm of your hands, O Father. As you uncover your chicken this morning, I pray, O God, that you will cover them. Stand by their side, Almighty God. Never leave them lonely, dear Lord, but continue to be with each and every one of them this morning. Baptize us anew, O God, this morning with your mighty power from on high, and lead us in the path of your righteousness. Then, Lord, remember Sister Doris this morning. Father, pain is taking over, Lord. But, O God, you are greater than any pain. You are bigger than anything, Lord, that come near us, nor come nigh our dwelling, Lord. I pray, O God, for your anointing. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint her from the crown of her head unto the sole of her feet, Lord, and release those pains, Lord, that is going on in her body, wherever those pains are, Lord. Touch, heal, and direct this morning, Father. Bless your people this morning, O God, with strength. Bless them with energy, O God. We thank you this morning for your loving kindness. We thank you for the mercies that you extend upon your children this morning. Never leave us alone comfortless. But, O God, we ask that you'll be a comforter unto each and every one of us this morning. Lord, I lift up my family before you, O God. You know them by name and nature. You know my sons. You know my daughters this morning. Morning. Lord, you know my grandchildren and my children this morning, my great grands. Lord, have your own sweet way. Provide for each and every one, dear God. Our brothers and our sisters, Lord. Those who are basking up on two opinions, Lord. Help them, Almighty God, that they will make the right decision for you, knowing that you are the God of God. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are our high priest this morning. You are everything to us, O God. Help us to claim you, Lord, as Lord and Savior of our lives. Help us to live for you day by day. And help us, Lord, this morning. Thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for the day of rest, Lord, where we can rest in you, where we can sing, we can praise, and we can give honor to your high and holy name. We thank you, Jesus, for all your blessings upon us. We ask, Lord, and never leave us alone, comfortless, but you will continue to anoint us from the crown of our heads unto the sole of our feet this morning. Help us to love you, Lord. Help us to love you, Father. And help us, Lord, that you will be here for us at all times because you continue to run after us, Lord. So help us, Lord, to give ourselves over to you completely and to serve you in spirit and serve you in truth. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our petitions to you this morning. As I say, thanks in the mighty, wonderful, powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that powerful prayer, Sister Bates. Thank you on behalf of all those who made their special prayer request. This time
Amen.
We're going to our Speaker of the Hour. Speaker of the Hour, I have had the pleasure of knowing her from the very first day that she was born. I have had distinct honor and blessings to see her blossom into a powerful woman of God. mission is not to present you with a long introduction of her accomplishments or her achievements. Rather, she would just like you to know that she is a drum major to tell everyone about the love and power of God. It gives me great honor with humility to present to some and introduce to others my darling niece, Sister Bridget Nelson, who will bless our spirit with the word from on high. After the song of meditation by Sister Wilma Jackson, the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker, Sister Nelson. Hear ye her.
Well, good morning. Good, great morning to everyone, and a happy Sabbath to all. As I was a sinner, lost in a dark world of sin, I heard my Savior say unto me, come ye sinner. Come ye sinner, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready, stand to save you, full of pity, love and power. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Come ye thirsty, come and welcome, God free bounded glory for true believer, true repentant. Every grace that bring you now, let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness frolic dream, or the fitness he requires is to fill your need of him. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Lo, incarnate God ascended, plead the merit of his blood, venture on him, venture holy. Let no other trust in truth. I will arise and go to my Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath to everyone. I praise God for the songs, for the wonderful testimonies, the scripture reading, the powerful prayers that went across for everyone. And may God continue to manifest them all and by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of God is your sword if you use it. As a child of God, I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He has showed me
that you have a powerful weapon at your disposal, all of us, the Word of God. Recent trials through life, through years, have blessed me to stay in the Word and to grow in the Word. The Word of God is life and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow of every part of our being. It even judges our thoughts and attitudes of the heart in us if we learn how to use it. That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have given me your word today, and I just want to thank you. Thank you for your spiritual weapons. Thank you for specifically for the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. It is a vital piece of your spiritual weaponry, and it blesses us all, and we thank you. Lord, when the enemy tries to attack us in various ways and our families, we ask you in agreement right now to help us to tune in, hearing specific scriptures that the Holy Spirit knows that we need to fight against the enemy. Jesus used scripture to resist and defeat the enemy. How much more does all of us on this line and others need it too? Lord, hide me behind the cross that I may speak your words, and may your words be manifested and live in us. And we thank you for your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. In Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and ye shall have them. You see, the Lord has showed me that when you pray for something, I don't care what it is, see it in your spirit already, because he said that it's already done. So every prayer of healing, every prayer of testimony, everything that each one of you said today, see it in your spirit. Ask God to help you to see it in your spirit that it's already done, because he gave us those promises that it's already given you. So the times that we're living in, we should be praying for salvation and for change of character. Nothing of this world is more important than salvation. Those who are laying on their bed of afflictions, I ask you to go to them if you can and let them know, see God in your spirit. See your healing in your spirit. Whatever God has for them, it will be. Let them know that the word of God should be the number one weapon God has given to us in this life. When applied correctly, it can solve any problem, any illnesses, any financial disasters, even moving out to the country. See that land already that he has for you. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to move from one state to another, see where he wants you already. Thank you, Jesus. Broken relationships. If you continue to want that relationship, see it in your spirit. Praise God, because the word of God is truth. And it has let us know that we can have the desires of our heart, but only through Jesus and his word. See those things as if they were. I'm going to tell you a brief story at this time, because I want you to see, I want you to hear where God brought me from and how he helped me to be able to get into his word, and he manifests that word, and how to believe and trust. The main thing is trust in God. No matter how things look, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding, but in all your ways, you acknowledge him. He will direct your path. There was a young lady
that was hired to our establishment, she came in and they asked me to train her. So I began to train her 3+ months. And I started noticing a certain behavior in this young lady. I started noticing jealousy. I started noticing envy. On my job, they appointed me to plan events that we have there. Sometimes get birthday parties, sometimes breakfasts, sometimes lunches. And so every time I planned something, I noticed that this young lady, she had attitude about, you know, what I was planning, and she was trying to get in on it. And so, you know, I was always taught to let your enemy, keep your enemies close to you. So I asked her, would you like to help me plan this breakfast? So she said, sure, I'd love to help. And I said, okay. So I gave her some things to do. And in the meantime, God was showing me things in my spirit about her. So I started actually filming her because I started noticing little things. And to me, it was like mental order going on there that I recognized because I was a nurse for 27 years in Florida. So I recognized a lot of misbehavior in her. And I started filming it on my phone. But anyway, this young lady, what she was doing every day, I'm going to skimp through the story because it's a whole story. It's a lot. I started noticing these things about her. And what she did was she started going to the supervisor, the administration. She started emailing them, telling them that I hit her, that I spit on her, that I yelled at her, all these lies, all these sort of things that was going on. And so when they came to me, we all had a meeting together, and they said, you know, these were her accusations. And I said to them, you know my character. I've been here for many years. You know I wouldn't do things like that. That's not some. And so they asked her, right in front of me, why didn't you come and tell us at the time when these things happened? She said she was afraid of me because she had gone to my karate class with me. I take up karate. And she said she knew I knew karate, so she was afraid of me. So, you know, of course, I said, wow, this is why she asked me to go to my class. She was plotting this all along, and I'm seeing the devil behind all of this. And so anyway, I start praying. And I said to the Lord, every day I would go in the bathroom and I would just pray. And I said to the Lord, I said, the enemy is after me. And I said to the Lord, I'm asking you to step in, Jesus. And let me tell you something. Jesus stepped in. One day I was at my desk, and I didn't know that morning that she had gone in the back and she told them that I hit her and I was yelling at her and things like this. So they called the administration back over and so forth. So they were all there. And I'm looking and I'm like, what is going on? Because I really didn't have a clue what was going on. But every day, the Lord had me praying. And I want to tell you another thing he did. The Lord asked me every day to read Matthew 27:45-54, which was the crucifixion. Every day when I came in that morning before anybody was there, I was sitting down at my computer and I was reading the crucifixion. And then I would have my prayer. At that time, I said, I know God is with me. And I would always ask him, Lord, are you standing here? He says, I'm right here. So I want you all to know God is there with you. Just call upon him. Going forth with the story, that same day, she had gone back there and told all those lies. So all these people coming over from administration, and they're coming at me. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, what is going on? And I said, Lord, you told me you would fight this battle for me. I said, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I said, come, Jesus, come. And let me tell you something. She was standing by the bookshelf not far from me. And nothing had happened. I didn't hear from the Lord. I couldn't hear his voice or anything. And I said to him, Lord, where are you? I said, these people are coming to fire me, to let
to get me out of here. This lady is trying to get me fired. I said, where are you, Jesus? I just began to call his name, Jesus. Well, I want to tell all of you, God showed up and he showed off. This young lady, the one that was trying to get me fired, that was telling all these lies, she just all of a sudden fell out on the floor, and she began to yell out real loud, help me, help me. Somebody is bamming on my head. Something's bamming on my head. Help me. And she just completely lost it. And they called the paramedics, and the paramedics came out, and they would put her on the gurney, and they were taking her out of here, and she was saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. That's all she said on the way out. So it appeared to me that she had lost her mind. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you. You saved me. You saved my job. And I said, thank you. The enemy was at me. And I heard the Lord say, touch not my anointed. But I thank the Lord for staying in his word just as he asked me. He knew what was coming. He knew that the enemy was coming and that was on me. And I thank him for being there for me and for saving my job. He gave me so much peace after that. And we found out that she wound up in a mental institution. But even though someone going through something such as she did, we don't ever try to get glory out of that. I began to go on the prayer line, and I told them what happened, and I asked them, please keep her in prayer. She lost her mind, and she still, it's been over a year, and she's still in that institution today. And I don't get no glory out of that. I continue to pray for her, her state of mind, and what she's going through. Now, every day, the Lord has taught me to practice reading his word and to pray to him, because the Lord said, trust not your own heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct a path. He does not want us to be wise in our own eyes. See, the word of God is useless if you don't know how to apply it to your life. And that's what God showed me. It's useless if you don't know what to do with it. Stay in the word. There's a scripture for every issue, every problem, everything that we go through today, even illnesses, even moving away, even buying that land. There is a scripture for everything. And we must take those scriptures and apply them to our life. Reason being, because the Lord said that my word will not come back to me void. And when his word doesn't come back void, that means he has manifested that thing. And oh, glory to God, see it in your spirit before it even happens. I'm going to read Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. You may be asking yourself, how do I learn to use the word? Well, just as God told me and he showed me, study it. Study it and apply it to your life and speak it over your situation. Do not focus on your situation. God has got that. But you speak the word and then you believe. And the main thing is that you trust in the word of God, because God will manifest his word. He said it will not come back void. He honors his word. That's why it's so powerful. The word of God is so powerful as a two-edged sword. And we are learning today
how to use it. You may be thinking, can reading God's word and applying it and speaking it really make that big of a difference? Yes, it can, and yes, it will. I am a living witness that anything now, thank the Lord, that I go through, I get into my word and I talk to the Lord. He is your guidance. The Holy Spirit will bring all things back to your remembrance when you need it. So don't ever think, oh, if I learn the word, I don't know, I don't remember that. Oh, that's not your job. It's the Holy Spirit's job to bring these things back to your remembrance. God is good. Simply look at the ministry of Jesus. He gave us the greatest example of what it looks like to live out the word of God faithfully. In fact, that's exactly what his life was. The word of God comes to life. So all of us remember, the word of God is life unto our spirit. John 5:19, then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. You see, we can't do anything of ourselves. That's Bible. He says we can't change ourselves. We can't do healing. We can't see as far as the forest for the trees, but only God. Only God. So I ask you today, study. Make it a priority. Get support if you need to. If you feel like you don't know how to study, you don't know how to pray, get support. Pray, then believe in his promises. Apply the word to your life. Speak the words of God to your life. Enjoy the results of using God's word. It will lead you to eternal life. Oh, what a blessing that will be. Now, I'm going to pray and close out. And I want to thank all of you for giving me such an experience, because listening to all of you, you have enlightened my heart and you have blessed me to want to grow even more in Jesus. He's coming soon, just like the young lady said on there. We are at the end of time and our focus should be on getting closer to God, learning his word, and staying prayerful without ceasing. Lord, we believe that you will provide for us. We look forward to the ways that you will surprise and amaze us with your faithfulness, the lives that you will touch, and the people on this line you will use to brighten dark spaces and lift sad hearts. Our passion for discussion today is fueled by you, our Father, who with the same note of passion created us to be light of the world, to the world, dullness, life to dead places, and love to lost faces. Bless our work and our time. Guide our steps and our progress. Grant us the power of your Holy Spirit to work together, because it's impossible to see past our human stubbornness. Without you, Father, we praise you for your consistency. We thank you that though we are incapable of being consistently good, loving, and righteous, you are those things for us. Forgive us of our inconsistency and bless us, that we may know your love for us never changes. You are always loving. And for that, we give you thanks. Continue to bless us, to heal those who are sick and those who are with mental health and those who are out of the realm of Christ. Continue to provide our needs, to bless those who are looking for land, to bless the moving of Uncle Jesse. Love us and give us peace in our hearts. Strengthen us to to give to you. And the blood of Jesus, may it continue to be over us and our families, or even on our jobs, things that we do. In Jesus' precious name, the word of God is your sword, so use it. Praise God. Thank you for your blessings today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sister Bridget Nelson, for that powerful, powerful word. You know, when you speak, it's what makes it more powerful is when you have that testimony of what God has done for you. And it's only when we go through the word of God that that we gain strength, that we gain, you know, power to do his will, power so that we can, power so that we can sustain from the wiles of the temptation of the devil, power so that we can gain spiritual growth every single day, because Jesus is coming very, very soon, and we really don't have time anymore. We have just time that to get closer to him, to get into his word every single day. You know, if he has to wake you up a little earlier than usual to get into the word, you know, ask him to do that, you know, before you go to bed, you know, throughout the day. Send out the word if you have to. Now we can, you know, you can send out the word of the day. You can send out a verse of the day, you know, to your social media friends or to families and friends to give an encouraging word. So that's important, to get into the word. That is your sword. So use it. If you haven't learned anything today, learn that. That is your sword. The Bible is your sword. It's just so use it and start using it as early as today. Thank you once again, Sister Nelson, for that powerful, powerful meditation. And would like to also thank all of our other participants, Sister Beverly for your prayer, Sister Lewis for the introduction of the speaker, Sister Wilma for the song of meditation. We'd like to thank everyone that has, Brother Peter for prayer. I'd like to thank everyone for that has participated, Sister Teresa Morton, for the reading of the word. Thank you so much for what you have done. And just I would like for you to also to mark your calendars for June the 4th. That's about 2 weeks from now, for our next program, International Divine Intervention Day. Please mark your program. Invite your friends. Let them know what you have been receiving today, and that you would like for them to take part of that. And if anyone is interested in participating on the program, please feel free to contact any of our staff members, Ms. Woodbury, Ms. Marva Edwards, Ms. Lewis, myself, or Dr. Walker. Contact us personally, and we would love to have you on our program. If you have a ministry, if you have a gift that God has bestowed on you, use it for his glory. So please contact us, and we will be sure to put you on our program coming up on June 4th, Saturday, June 4th. And please don't forget, remember to invite others to our program, including also the other shows that we have on Thursday night and Friday night that airs from 7 to 8 p.m. Now let's bow our heads for the benediction. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
portable dental device is giving peace of mind.
This concludes our program. Happy Sabbath. Have a great day, everyone.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
Principal LeBron and everyone. Great show. God bless you all.
Okay, bye. Blessings to everyone.
Okay, keep safe and keep well, everyone. Bye-bye.
Happy Sabbath, everyone.